so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Chapman, before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks."
Aw, big, aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody. Competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the this off.
Welcome to another Wednesday night. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We are just days away from Halloween. In case you didn't know, we are. It's really close, but it's like on a Monday, kind of anticlimactic, or the perfect time to have way too many excuses for parties and events and getting dressed up, however you want to do it. So we're going to actually attempt to celebrate by sticking to a somewhat spooky theme for as long as we can manage. And who knows how long that'll be. It always is like, oh, I only have 5 songs, and then like more songs suddenly appear or people have great suggestions. So we're gonna see. We'll see what happens. We're going to kick everything off with Parlor Bells. Because this is basically the story of my life these days. Their song, Sleep When I'm Dead.
Colder than you've ever raised. a loser. It's nobody's fault but the president. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then. Remember me when you're alone, I'll be there. Sleep when I'm dead, maybe not even then. Remember me when you're alone.
to roam no further. Take a little walk in the midnight air. You're almost there. Yeah, climb me, burger, climb me, burger. Come to me, dead, and you roam no further. Let the mouth fall open and your tongue hang out. You stick your arms forward and you wave them about. One foot over and then the other. Got a zombie lover. Yeah, the zombie burger, zombie burger. Cause I only come back.
All right, we just had a super long, very long, extra, extra long song. It happened to be called Zombie Apocalypse by Guilford. Before that was Zombie Burger by The Flies. You remember The Flies? Who doesn't remember The Flies? Before that was Evil Ballerina by White Dynamite. And we started the whole set off with Parlor Bells with Sleep When I'm Dead. That's it. First chunk of music on The Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And we've got several special guests stopping by today. I'm all excited. So first up, as soon as I can finish turning everything on, everything is on, Lily Black has come by. Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty great. Yeah.
You guys have a brand new single that just came out.
Yeah, it's called You're Probably Right. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Google Music. It's awesome. I really like it.
I do too. I just listened to it today.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Cool. But before you start playing, we wanted to give a quick mention that you guys are playing out this weekend.
Yes, we're playing the 30th at the Middle East at 1, and it's like a Halloween show, and I'm so excited because Halloween is like my life. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people will be dressed up, and we're dressing up, and it's going to be an awesome show. I'm so excited.
That does sound really cool. I actually put it on my calendar. I'm like, well, if I'm not stuck doing anything like, you know, adulty, I want to go and like hang out and go to show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's perfect. Cool. All right. So what are you going to play for us?
We are going to play two songs off of our EP called, one of them is The Window and the other one is Chasing Shadows.
Cool. What's up first?
First, we're going to play The Window.
Awesome. Cool. This is Lily Black. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
One, two, three, four.
Staring out the window, nothing in the air. Falling into limbo, having got a prayer. Counting water falling somewhere above the bed. Counting on a calling hanging overhead. Everything you wanted coming through the window, lying in the dark, captured in the pillow. Feeling worn inside. Creeping on, shadows have conspired, and then I'm moving on. Noises at the door now, morning drawing nearer. I don't wanna get up.
What have you guys been, so I think I talked to you guys like, I don't know, like 4 months ago?
Yeah.
5 months ago? It was a while. That was in your blue hair phase.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you guys been up to?
We've been writing more songs, working on another EP. We've been playing like shows, kind of not like regularly, but a good amount of shows, and it's just been awesome. Definitely gotten closer as a band, more like, definitely more tight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been great. Yeah, cool. Things have been going really well.
Very nice. How did you get the show on Sunday put together? Did you do that, or is there a promoter involved?
We put it together ourselves. We asked some other bands to, you know, play before us and stuff. But I'm just so happy that we got the opportunity to do that. Like, I never thought that I'd be, like, headlining the Middle East this soon, and I don't know. It's awesome. I'm so psyched.
Nice.
It's like a dream come true for me.
Yeah, it's like going very old school, having the Sunday afternoon shows.
Yeah.
Right? I love that. That's really cool that they still happen, first off, that they still happen. But, yeah, and that's, you know, with good bands that play, like you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. So is your entire EP recorded yet, or is it still in progress?
It's still in progress. We have a few songs recorded, but it's definitely, we want to, like, write a few more before, you know, finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be out definitely soonish.
That's good.
I don't know an exact date, but, you know, it's not going to be like a year or anything like that.
Nice and fully committed there. That's good. Soonish. It's under 12 months, definitely over 3 months.
Yeah.
That's good. Awesome. What is your other song we're going to be hearing?
It is called Chasing Shadows, and it's on our first EP.
Cool. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford, and this is Lily Black.
Faces casting shadow again, waiting, I'm waiting in shadows again.
So this is Lily Black playing for us in the intimate Studio A studio at WMFO.
It's awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen like a full drum kit set up in here before, but that's okay. We are all about breaking down barriers and trying new things. So, and just for the listeners at home, I don't know if they are familiar with you guys, but you guys are all in high school. which I think is awesome, right? I mean, high school band that actually is going and playing not in the basement. Do your friends at school, like, know that you're in a band, and do they come and see you and stuff? Or is that, like, on the down low somehow?
I mean, like, I tell people, and, like, I sing at my school a lot, like, in chorus and stuff. And, like, some people know, but I don't go, like, running around, like, throwing flyers at people, like, hey, I'm in a band, because I don't want to be, like, annoying. But I tell people, and then sometimes they say they're going to come to the shows, and then they don't. But that's okay. That's chill. That's chill.
Right. You know? Just like real life. I'll totally be there. Oh, is that last week?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'll totally catch you next time.
So real.
Yeah. I was wondering, because it, I mean, it's not like... like, you hide your identity. Like, you're very demonstrative of your rock and roll leanings, which is perfect. I love it.
Thank you.
And it'd be cool if, you know, you had a bunch of friends that were like, yeah, we're going to see your band this weekend. And
I'm hoping that for this Middle East show that, like, a good amount of people come up, because we've been promoting it like crazy. We've been putting flyers. We've been, like, talking about it a lot. I'm just because of the excitement that mm-hmm. is... around this. I'm so excited. So,
well, it does sound awesome. How did you decide on so we're going to play the latest CD release, the single called You're Probably Right. How did that become your single? I mean, you have other songs to choose from. What's so good about this one?
This was before, like, working on the rest of the songs on the new EP. This one was kind of, like, finished before the other ones kind of, like, started almost, so we thought it'd be best to, you know, put something out to kind of, like, you know, keep, like, something going. We didn't want to, like, have too much of a wait between EPs and just kind of put out some fresh stuff. And this song in itself kind of is more like single material. I feel like it's definitely different from what we've put out before. It's definitely more of a slow song, mm-hmm. kind of definitely focused around, like, vocals more so. So it just seemed, like, fitting to be a single more so than, like, I think it'll be on the EP, but it's, we wanted to put it out before.
It can stand by itself, and that's awesome. Cool. All right, so do you have any shout outs to anyone?
Shout out to the rest of the band that could not be here tonight. And the Middle East for having us. Yes.
Yay.
And WMFO.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Right,
this is like the coolest place, for real.
It is pretty fun.
It's so cool.
It is pretty nice. All right, cool. Well, let's check out the new single. You can download it yourself from iTunes and basically everywhere.
Yeah.
Basically
now
everywhere.
Now it's pretty much, yeah, it's out.
Cool. All right, so how do I do this? Yeah, that's how I... is that where I put it? You know, I do this to myself all the time. Like, I forgot where I put the CD. There it is. I found it. It's right there. Okay, so this is called You're Probably Right by Lily Black, brand new single.
I put myself up high. I never thought that I would come down. But your gravity pushed and pulled me till my feet hit the ground. Probably right.
January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
You. What is this? Is that standing for me? A figure in black, which one points at me? Turn around quickly and start off to run. Find out I'm chosen one.
Yes, there we have Slim Jim and the Mad Cows singing Black Sabbath, Ring of Fire, kind of mashup thing. I really don't quite understand it, but it's coming off of their Homebrewed CD. Before that, we had Diablo Gatto with Damnation. Prior to that was Letters to Cleo with Demon Rock. And before that was another Diablo Gatto song called El Matador, because I can't count, and I played the wrong song. And that was our entire set. Thank you again to Lily Black for coming in and playing for us live. You can see them on Sunday, 1 o'clock show at the Middle East Upstairs with Left Hand Blue, Death by Bill, and other special guests. So there you go, rock and roll on a weekend on a Sunday. I am joined by my friend Miss Amy. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me over.
I love to invite you over, especially when it's Halloween.
Oh, boo scary.
We have an awful lot of fun Halloween songs. So Amy is one of the many contributors to Rocker Magazine.
Yay, Rocker Magazine.
It's pretty awesome. fun, fun things at rockermagazine.com.
Yeah, I just did a collection of Halloween songs, not local songs, a couple of local songs, but...
Still?
Yeah, but we have a Spotify playlist for that, so that's kind of cool.
Excellent. And you guys give away a zillion tickets to a ton of local shows.
We do. We are. We love to give away free things. And right now we have gobs and gobs of tickets. So go to rockerzine.com and sign up to win.
I love winning. Who doesn't love winning?
Hey, if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah. So Amy has brought in like a chunk of her own personal collection, which I greatly appreciate because Halloween comes but once a year.
Oh, I love scary music.
Yeah. Where did I put it? See, I do this to myself. I just said this like 3 seconds ago. I always forget where I put CDs.
I can tell you what's coming up because it's the amazing Royal Crowns out of Providence.
Yay.
Awesome rockabilly band.
And we used to see them like all the time.
Yeah.
Like all the time. It was awesome. We were probably the only people not showing up with like our hair in little bandanas or...
Yeah, we definitely don't look like Betty Page.
Cute little poodle skirts or whatever, but doesn't matter. It's all about the rock and roll.
And they're so fun.
They are. So we are going to check out the amazing Royal Crowns and their song, Do the Devil. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Go!
I'm the devil.